This is Tim Hamrich with your Market Line report for Tuesday, December 10th. Soybeans got off to an impressive start on Monday, closing up 7.5 cents to 8.97 1/4 for January delivery. The rest of the markets, not quite as hot. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle was a little bit easier. That Tyson, Kansas plant is back online, and production schedules look to quickly add to the supplies, thereby capping any kind of further rally, at least for the short term right now. The market is still staying relatively strong, and it has some traders wondering, are we going to get one more surge? Feeders slipped just a little bit today. They were weaker beef values, so we're watching that closely.
Chicago March wheat futures started the week by closing down a penny and a half to 522.5. Monday, March corn closed down a penny to 375.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein ended yesterday unchanged from Friday at 592. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein down 5 cents with Dease bids ranging from 571 to 596. Dark northern spring wheat prices for Dease were up sharply yesterday, ranging from 643 1/4 to 688 1/4 for 14% protein. Club wheat of ordinary protein for Dease at yesterday's close range from 592 to 740. Live cattle futures were steady, closing at 124.75 for Feb. Feeder cattle were mixed at the close, with Jan at 141.52.5. December Class 3 milk was down 4 cents to 1951. This has been your Market Line report.